Nearly 3 years after signing a civilian nuclear supply treaty with India, the federal government has confirmed that the first shipment of uranium has left Australia for the subcontinent. From New Delhi, South Asia correspondent James Bennett reports.
The 2014 deal to sell uranium to India was the first time Australia had agreed to supply nuclear fuel to a country outside the non-proliferation treaty. But its historic significance hasn't translated into commercial success for uranium miners. When then-Prime Minister Tony Abbott signed that agreement, India stated that Australian uranium could play a reliable, long-term role in supplying its growing energy needs. But when Mr. Abbott's successor, Malcolm Turnbull, travelled to India earlier this year, still no nuclear fuel had changed hands. But overnight, in a brief and low-key announcement, the visiting Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, said the first shipment is finally en route.
I understand that the first shipment is on its way.
On its way, is in transit.
That's my understanding. It's a commercial arrangement, but that's my understanding.
It's not clear how much uranium has been sent, which mine in Australia it came from, or where its final destination is. Indian officials contacted last night were unable to provide comment before deadline, while Australian Foreign Affairs staff said only that the details were subject to commercial negotiation. Federal Parliament only passed the final legislation enabling sales last December. That followed years of debate about supplying uranium to a country which has a strategic nuclear program and refuses to sign the non-proliferation treaty. Parliamentary hearings to ratify the supply treaty in 2014 heard that the International Atomic Energy Agency still had concerns about India's safeguards. But Julie Bishop says the government is confident Australian uranium won't be misused.
We cleared all of the parliamentary requirements for the civilian nuclear supply agreement, and we see India as a country that has adhered to its non-proliferation assurances, and in accordance with the international safeguards, Australia will be continuing to send uranium to India, depending upon the commercial arrangements that are entered into.
Commercial considerations are the most likely explanation for why it's taken so long to send any uranium at all. Prices and demand have languished near historic lows ever since the Fukushima disaster in 2011 turned many countries off nuclear power. But in May, India announced plans to build 10 new power generation reactors, a $14 billion move that the government here hopes will eventually provide India with 7,000 megawatts of clean electricity. In New Delhi, this is James Bennett for The World Today.